Welcome to Life, Passion and Business. My name is Paul Harvey, and I'm looking for answers. What does it mean to be successful? What does it mean to have a good, well-lived life? This podcast is conversations with people that look like they have it sorted. Welcome to Life, Passion and Business. My name is Paul Harvey and I am your host for today's program. I thought to do it different today, as they say, you know, the change and the rest thing, it's something new. And I thought to come out of my office, because I come out of my office every day, I run a lot, as maybe you know, and I'm starting to get a real appreciation for being outside. Today's programme, I want to explore. Much of this podcast has been about me talking to people about their experiences, and there will always be that element of it. And today I'm going to do a little bit of that. We've got a guest on the show. We've got a short conversation with Lisa. I thought to be outside and make my introductory recording and have some other thoughts here. So currently I am walking by a lock near where I live. And so you can hear the outside world. So and originally my plan was to do this podcast running. That's another one of my passions at the moment. Well, that's what I wanted to talk about with you, actually. So, we have this thing in life about, I am really passionate about something. We may say that. We have this thing about excitement. And I wonder what it was. What actually is that condition, that state of passion or excitement? Do you recognise it when you experience it? Is it something that's really tangible? And this is one of my running paths. So let's talk about running at the moment. Now, I'm new to running. It's not something I've ever thought I would do for enjoyment. My early memories of running are from my secondary school days when the idea of when the idea of going out for a run was a punishment, and the school was quite big into its cross-country running because it had a very large park near the school, and it was something that we would do probably, I don't know, once a month or so. We would run around this park several times. And for me, that involved trying to see how I could shortcut the route somehow. Or pretend I'd done both laps and come in, you know, looking exhausted. I guess my disappointment in that, in some way, and this is no fault of the people that were teaching me at the time, is that no one taught me to run properly. No one explained how to run. I came back to running in my 50s, so let's explore that a little bit. You see, because I'm not excited about running, I don't go, wow, but on some level I do, because it's like, I kind of look forward to them. I run, say, three times a week, and it's kind of like, oh yeah, I'm running tomorrow, that's good. Now, I wouldn't call it excitement. And there's not a great deal of anticipation about it. It's not as if I'm going, oh, so excited about it. Because I'm not excited about it. But I know that there is some level of satisfaction that I'm getting from it. Oh, this is a lovely scene here. So I'm by some water, as you can probably hear. And I'm looking out across this little burn. And in the field opposite, there are four horses. And one of them is lying down, clearly sleeping because it's quite early. And then two of them, another one's sitting, another one's standing. And the sunlight is filtering through the trees towards these horses. and it is an absolutely beautiful picture, which I'm going to have to take. And yes, you can find that photograph on the podcast on the website. So if you're interested in seeing these horses under the trees, yes, it is worth checking out. So this week I am playing with the podcast in terms of structure. As you can see, I'm looking at the radio type format, and I have to say I now understand how radio programs are constructed and have a different appreciation of what it takes to put them together. So let me ask you, where do you sit on the level of excitement? Is there anything in your life that you get really excited about? Do you have this sense of anticipation for something? Well, it's picking up on the conversation that I started this podcast with, is about what do you get excited about, and what is the difference between passion and excitement. And I had a conversation with Lisa recently, and we created a little bit of a program about it because we decided to record our conversation. So next coming up is this conversation with Lisa. And if you listen to the end of it, there is details of an up and coming challenge that we're going to be putting out into the world. So I hope you enjoy the conversation with Lisa and myself about excitement. So Lisa, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I see this a lot when I listen to podcasts or I watch webinars with various people, and someone will say, I'm really stoked about being on the program with you today. Or I'm really excited to be talking to you today. You know, and I kind of think, are you really excited? What does that actually mean? You know, it's like I enjoy doing podcasting. I enjoy sitting with my guests and having a conversation with them. But to say I was really excited and stoked about it would be really inconsistent for me. Well, and I just wonder what the difference is. I mean, am I just missing the point? Am I just not getting excited? It's like I'd love to compare notes what that actually meant. And you just said to me, I'm really excited about this. And I'm kind of, yeah, I know you said you're really excited, but what does that mean? I mean, when I used to watch my son, who was really excited about something as a child, like, he nearly wet himself with excitement. You know? Well, and, when I watched it, I thought, I'm really excited. You're not going to wet yourself, are you?
I wouldn't take it quite that far, Paul.
I've monologued a bit about it, but can you see what I mean? I think it's really interesting, this idea about passion and excitement, you know, and there's something in there for me that I'm trying to understand. What's your view about that?
So what I would say about this is that whilst ever anything's in your head and you don't share it with another human being, it's great, you know, you have this vision, you have something that you want to work towards. But it's only when we begin to open that box and let it see the light of day, namely when sharing it with another human being, that it begins to really take shape and we begin to really think this could happen. You know, this is an idea, but it could become something beyond an idea. So, you know, for me, the first stage to any kind of change process, it's to become clear on what that vision is, you know, and that might be you alone. It might be through journaling. It might be through, you know, just really thinking hard about something. But I think by sharing it with another person, sharing the idea you have, sharing some vision that you'd like to bring to life with another human being, we really begin to expand that vision, you know, because by articulating it, we become clearer about it to ourselves.
I'm really confused.
What are you confused about, Paul?
Well, I was asking you about that idea about what is that passion and excitement.
And okay.
You're talking about vision. And I'm kind of going, hang on a minute.
Yeah, so passion.
Ask that question.
I'm trying to answer the question in the sense that for me, passion and excitement is connected to an idea. It's connected to a vision. You know, also passion and excitement is connected to something you do that you get very excited and passionate about. But in this respect, I guess when people come, what you're talking about, people getting excited on podcasts, and I guess they're excited, not really about the act of speaking on a podcast, if not the act of sharing. sharing their ideas or their visions on a podcast. The podcast is the platform, the podcast is the medium through which they're going to be sharing. I don't believe anybody gets excited just about the act of speaking on a podcast, if not revealing, unveiling their incredible idea to the rest of the world.
Okay, all right. All right. Okay, yeah, I can see that. I don't know. I guess I need to actually have a conversation with someone when they say that to me. And I kind of go, well, what do you mean? Try and explain that. How do I know when I'm genuinely excited?
I think you can feel it. You can feel it sort of, you know, surging through your body. You can feel the adrenaline, you know. You begin to speak more quickly like I do. But then I get excited about everything. So that's kind of easy for me.
Yeah. You do get excited about everything. Yeah, I know that.
You can vouch for that. So, you know, to me, not living a life where you feel excited on a pretty regular basis, maybe, you know, you're not pushing yourself far enough. Maybe you're in this comfort zone, and that is the most dangerous place to be for a long time.
Yeah, it's easy to drop into that place, and it's easy to get comfortable in that place. I remember when I was working, and I worked for a company for many, many years. I was kind of, I think it was my mother that did this to me. Not, you know, no disrespect to her. I mean, she's passed on many, many years, but she always says, get yourself a job, get a good job and stick with it. And for some reason I stuck with it for 20 odd years, but there you go. But I was about 25 in this job. And I remember I was coasting. I remember it was easy. I didn't need to do and put much effort into it. And I was coasting. So.
Yeah, I think people can coast for a hell of a long time. And then sometimes there's a wake up call somewhere along the way. But Paul, what I think is really important to know is that in life, there's always going to come a point where we do begin to reflect, where we do begin to think about, is this really the life we've chosen? Is this the life we've created? And is it too late to aspire to something else, you know? And you see, there are these two concepts, you know, there's the real self and there's the ideal self. So the real self is where we're at now, you know, the job we've got now, the work we do now, the relationships we have now, the lifestyle we lead now. And then there's the ideal self. So, you know, the life we'd love to be leading, the work we'd love to be doing, the way we'd love to be, you know, showing up in the world. And what causes people the pain, if people dare to even think about their ideal selves, the pain really comes from the gap between the two. And yet at the same time, the motivation and the energy and that impetus for change also comes from comparing the two. So, you know, what I love to get people doing and what we are going to try to get people to do in this process, it's to identify where they are now, the real self, and where they would love to be thinking about the ideal self, you know, and we're going to try to bridge the gap between the two.
Well, as Yoda would say, there's no try, just do. But hey, there
you go. Absolutely.
And I can't remember the actual phraseology for that one because I can't speak Yoda, but you never know. So, okay, this is brings us to the point here. We are together working up a program that people will be able to take this journey from their present self to their ideal self. And that's going to be launched in a few weeks time. But prior to that, we've got a challenge coming up. We're going to give people a 5-day taster of something. So what do you think that's going to look like? I mean, we're still working on it and it's early days at the moment, but I thought I would just see if we could shed a little light on it to give people a little taste of what's possible.
Absolutely. So in those 5 days, we're going to try to get people to do 3 things on a daily basis. We're going to get people to think about where they are now, we're going to get people to think about where they want to be. And we're going to share some tips from positive psychology to enhance each and every of those 5 days. Now, without giving away too much, we're going to be using a framework from positive psychology. And this framework is about how to find holistic happiness and well-being. We're going to be thinking specifically about work, because the work you do really offers such incredible possibilities to find a sense of happiness, well-being, meaning. Because all too often, you see, Paul, people know how to make themselves feel happy, how to have positive emotions. But what people are often missing is that sense of purpose, that sense of meaning, that sense of personal and professional growth. So within those 5 days, we're going to help people take a really honest look at where they are now. We're going to help people see how easily some very small but significant changes to their daily lives can really impact their general sense of well-being and their sense of progression and growth. And we're going to help people tap into a vision of where they could be, where they could aspire to be. And so that is the 5-day process that we're going to take people on.
Okay, so that's coming out in a couple of weeks, that 5-day process, because we're still kind of pulling the bits and pieces together. And it's interesting that you're using the framework of work, because clearly we spend a lot of time working.
We do. We spend so much of our lives working. And you know, there are 3 ways to think about work. You can think about it as a job, a career, or a vocation. A job being, you know, where really work is just a means to an end, so it's really the paycheck that you're focused on, probably very little psychological investment in that work. You can think about work as a career, so then you're thinking about the status, you're thinking about ascension, you know, you're thinking about getting the next promotion, and obviously, you know, the money will come with that. Or you can think about work, and this is the way I love to think about work, in terms of a vocation. So, you know, you're growing personally and professionally, all the whilst making a very meaningful contribution, whatever that may be, to the rest of the world, you know. And this is work that is emotionally and psychologically very, very rewarding. And to me, Paul, that is the only kind of work people should be aspiring to do, because we all have these innate strengths and talents and values. And if we're able to entwine them and really own them in a way that feels authentic to us, and we're able to find a way to make a living in that way, that to me is the most rewarding and satisfying way you can live your life, you know. And that really allows us to nurture so much that comes from positive psychology and is proven to help people lead happy, fulfilling and meaningful lives.
Gosh, you do have to have a good turn of phrase. Just that you kind of like go and go and go and go, and I think it was like, oh, I want to get in there, but it never happens. But hey, I'm pleased that you do. But I'm just saying, it's like,
sorry for my monologue.
Yeah, that's what you do.
I do.
It is interesting, because I haven't worked for 15 years. No, all right. So I do work. I have my own business, and for me, I've got to the stage where I guess I'm on my vocation. This is part of what I do, podcasting, yeah, as is working with clients and things. But I notice that I've got to the stage now where it's just life. There is no distinction for me between sitting at my desk, cooking dinner, running, spending time with my family. They are all active parts of my life. And I feel myself privileged that I've got into this position. And yeah, and of course I have my challenges. Of course, this is not plain sailing. Of course, I don't have a salary every month, so I have to work at it. But that's different. That's a different aspect. Yeah. That's my choice. But I can really see the value in having that vocational aspect, having that kind of sense of joy from what you do.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, I spent a long time not being joyful. I spent a long time thinking, God, it's Monday tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I find that the saddest thing in the world that people should have that feeling of, God, it's Monday tomorrow. As you say, Paul, work can and should be a joy, you know. We should be able to derive so much satisfaction, pleasure, and meaning from the kind of things we do on a daily basis. And it's very doable. It's a very attainable aspiration. And, you know,
here's something. Actually, I'm going to interrupt you now because I think I need to come in here. So here's something about it. If you are doing the work that fits you perfectly, if you are being your authentic self and really, really, you know, shining through that, it will build your personal brand. And in the modern culture, it's our personal brand that is almost more important than anything else, because that's what gets you headhunted. That's
yep,
what gets
absolutely.
You, that's what gets you the next stage on your career, because as soon as you outshine your position where you are, your position either has to expand to accept you, or you have to move on to another position, because you are uncontainable when you are working in your brilliance.
Absolutely, Paul. But in order to get to that point, which when I absolutely agree, that is where people should aspire to be. In order to get there, though, I think we have to go on a little bit of a journey of introspection. So we have to think about ourselves, who we are, what our voice sounds like, you know, what are our innate strengths and talents and passions, what means so much to us that we're prepared to stand up and speak out for that, you know. And I feel that's where a lot of people really, that's where people don't quite get to this point, because they don't do that interior work. They don't really go inside of themselves. They don't know what their strengths are. They don't know what they stand for. They don't know what their values are. And that is the journey that I think, you know, we're going to take people on. Because before we can really project ourselves and our voice out there in the world, we've got to really find out, well, who are we? What are we about?
You know? I tell you what this brings to you. I think what it does, this process brings confidence.
Yes.
Once you have confidence in who you are, what you're about, and what your abilities are, once you are confident in that, then the fear drops away.
Absolutely. First comes the clarity, Paul, and then the confidence.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right. Well, look, let's not try and give too much away because we're still working on this, and we still have some places to go with it. I mean, when we could we could wax lyrical about how amazing this is going to be, and I know it's going to be amazing. It is going to be indeed. and so the first thing we have to do is batten down how we're going to do this challenge, which we're still working on, and we will have sorted within the next 3 weeks ish. So so I think that's where we're going to leave it today. I think we need to just leave it there today. Otherwise, we will just we will keep banging this nail. And I think we've banged it firmly into the piece of wood now. It's really flattened into the wood there now. We can't take this any further until we actually are ready to put this out in the world. So there will be more information about this challenge. It will appear on all social media channels that we have access to.
Very excited.
If you want to get involved in it already, there is a sign up form on the site already for it. So that will be about expressing some interest in the process, and we will then send that detail to you as soon as it got it. So today, thank you, Lisa, for taking some time out to be with me today. I appreciate it. It is Sunday morning, and I'm keeping you from your brand flakes.
An absolute pleasure as ever, Paul. Thank you for taking some time to have me monologue, and really, really enjoyed it as ever.
Yeah, well, it's good, isn't it? It's great to chat to each other. Anyway, I will catch up with you soon, and we will be speaking again about all things fantastic. Thanks, Lisa.
Fabulous. I'll look forward to it very much. Very much so.
And that was Life, Passion and Business with your host, Paul Harvey. I hope you enjoyed my different show today. I thought I would do something different. So if you'd like to catch some more information about the challenge with Lisa and myself, then put your details in the box on the website, and we will let you know as soon as it becomes available. Next week, we are back to the interview format. I have a guest lined up, and who knows how the podcast will develop and change as we explore this whole process of life. So it only remains me to say thank you for listening, and I hope to catch you later.